Which, yeah, I'm chatting as well.
Look, I said I wanted to talk to women here at 3D Camp. I particularly wanted to talk to women. I'm more interested in women in technology than I am in men in technology, but so far I've only talked to men. So I'm here with two women, but there's actually one in particular that I've been advised to speak to, and her name is Anya Behan, right? And she's a speaker, right? So, Anya, come on, I haven't a clue what you really do, right? I heard a tiny bit about it, right? But come on, give me the story. We're about to be photographed by Magella O'Dea. Now, you see, I don't even know who Magella is, except she's been asking questions all morning, right? But come on, no, tell me seriously.
So,
Anya, what's your business and what do you do?
My business is Cortex, and what we're doing is we're gathering science, brain science in particular, and we're building it into technology so that we can create customized brain fitness solutions.
Okay, just hang on a second. Hang on, slow down. Did you say Cortex?
Yeah.
The brain cortex.
Yep.
All this lovely...
C-O-R-T-E-C-H-S is our company.
Are you going to mess around with people's cortexes?
No, that's the name. So it's a mixture of the play in it. Is our tagline is making mind matter. What we're doing is we're using technology to drive... making mind matter forward. We're trying to create and forward digital health for the brain. So how we're doing it is the technology that we're creating is we're using it with wearables and combining the wearables with instructional content built into technology. What we're able to do is we're able to have a plug-in for a game that, say, for example, what our niche is at the moment is we're working with kids to improve their, particularly kids with the condition of ADHD and autism, to improve their focus and to improve their stress levels. And how we do that is we build these paradigms into a game so that the children will be rewarded within the game when they reach a certain focus level that can be detected by their brain activity when they wear this headset.
And when you say we, I mean you and a few other people in Limerick have got a business?
No, I'm based in Dublin. I've come down here from Dublin today.
You've travelled from Dublin to here?
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, who are you? Tell me who you are.
We are. So the background with us is we have, there's myself. So my background is I have a neuroscience degree and a PhD in neuroscience as well. So I went into this with Bartek and Fred, two of my partners. And what drove us from this was that there's a huge disruption at the moment in the area of neurotechnology, in that people are stepping away from pharmaceutical interventions. They're going more towards behavioral therapies. So my background in science, I want to take what's from the science literature, from the research field, take these things that are usually medically adapted and make them available for the commercial consumer. This is through wearables, using wearables that can give you a biometric feedback on my brain is focused now or it's not, and building it into a game for a child that they can improve their attention or reduce their stress levels and become more relaxed.
We'll come back to the children in a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I just want to get a sense of your business.
Yeah.
Have you got a limited company?
Yes.
How long has it existed?
Only 6 months.
6 months,
yeah.
Right. And do you actually have any intellectual property that you own?
It's work in progress.
We're
in the process of copywriting code and technology that we have built up over the last 6 months, and we're speaking with certain, we're basically in early kind of conversations and showcasing a demoable product. At the moment we're working with two other companies, Cavalier and Videobot, and with them what we're doing is we're trying to create a connected digital environment in which in the home a child would be able to have a video session, engage with a game, wear a headset. So the headsets that I'm referring to, they're called EEG headsets, but what they do is they measure your brain activity and simply put tell you how focused, they don't read your mind, just a disclaimer, but they tell you how focused or how relaxed you are.
Okay, I got to ask you this. Have you got any kids of your own?
No,
right,
don't.
I thought you were going to say that. You're a very young woman, right? Okay, I wasn't going to presume.
Nieces and nephews,
I didn't want to presume
anything.
But there are people listening to this who do have kids, right?
Yeah.
So why are you interested in doing anything for kids? You know, come on. I mean, you could have chosen to do something that had nothing to do with kids.
True.
Why are you actually interested in doing something that will benefit kids?
Well, with kids, we're working with our niche. The niche area, my background is in neuroscience, and the area of expertise I have is working with mental health and disease and certain stress factors that can contribute to these. So my domain expertise is in this area, and I have witnessed and heard from so many. So we've done a lot of early user concept surveys. We work with parents and care and resource teachers in this area, and we ask them what is their demand, what is their need, and what is their gripe. And it was like what it always came back to was they don't want their child to be medicated. If there was an alternative out there in behavioral therapy, they would access it. It's getting people informed. So there's a dual thing, like getting people informed probably won't bring the revenue in, but for us, we need to know the right demand and where we're going down. So we've worked in this area. But the reality is the basis on which we're working on is that we are, what we're building into the game is, it's called a neurofeedback paradigm. So it sounds like a big blur, but simply put is, evidence
shows... You can be as technical as you like. Yeah, I mean, there could be gamers listening to this.
Simply put, when a child wears this headset and uses the neurofeedback paradigms that we have in our technology, the headset gives us the information that tells us when the child is becoming more focused. We can prompt them to become more focused, then they start monitoring their own progress and be able to regulate when they're focused or not. Now, this is just, while we've started with kids with ADHD, this is also something that can be applicable in so many other areas.
You're
not just
measuring
children.
Brainwaves and the patterns of brainwaves. I remember all the stuff I've read about this a little bit. Once the brainwaves go into a certain pattern, that suggests that something's happening.
Yeah, so you have several different brainwaves, and different brainwaves can indicate how alert or how relaxed that you are. So depending on one or the other, when you can do a simple measurement of that, you can build that into a back end of a game. Game is just what we're starting with. So build into the back end of a game and use it to prompt or cues and build in gameplay mechanics around it, have simple narratives that prompt. The way I see it is that we're first using is, if you imagine Dora the Explorer, but for like prompting, you know, simple storybook, adventure book or something, and prompting kids to engage and go, now we're going to reward you now that you're focused. Oh, you're actually relaxed now. Do you recognize that? So it's basically building cues and tasks within a game. And this is all based on the whole idea, and this is the driving force about what our differentiator is. There's scientific rigor behind everything that we do. So all the paradigms, all the technology that we developed is based, it's steeped in the literature. And
gaming.
It's what the end user wants, because they don't want another thing that they're going to be disillusioned by. They don't want false promises.
So you're putting science at the disposal of the very worried parent who desperately wants to do the right thing for their child, their very special child.
Yeah.
And you're bringing all that together.
Yes.
Wow, you're the hero of the hour, aren't you? I mean, I'm just... No, I have an 8-year-old daughter, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, she isn't ADHD. She isn't autistic. She doesn't have... I mean, she has her own special condition.
Yeah.
God knows what label would be put on that. No, but But what I mean to say is that, you know, I speak as a parent who, you know, has normal concerns about, you know, how can I do the best thing for my child?
Absolutely.
And you're on my side, is that right?
Yeah. But what we're doing is, the more parents that we talk to, they're like, we don't need our child to have a condition to want to improve their focus. If you can do it in an educating focusing manner, it's like you tick the box, we're in. Like, so it's like, and again, one thing that I want to emphasize is this is where we're starting with, because I suppose I keep on going back to the science as well. So that's the science of improving focus in kids. That can be in adults. It's across the board. If you think of like even a corporate wellness, and how you could apply this in corporate wellness and have simple paradigms or tasks. You just change the front-end content that you're going to use it for and you apply it to a mature... Everyone wants to focus better, be it at their job, private, professional, emotional competence.
Yeah,
this is huge,
this whole place here, the 3D camp, full of entrepreneurial type of people, all of whom are trying to figure out what should my focus be.
Yeah.
Now, if they had all been playing games like you're developing, they might be actually find it easier to focus.
There's a level of, I suppose, that because the technology has changed to accommodate the demands of people, there's a desire, there's a change. Like, people want to self-improve more. People don't want to take pills as much. And this is a perfect opportunity to kind of bring this to the
fore.
What
about that little thing my father-in-law used to use, where you sit there and you you keep asking questions and it develops your brain? What was that called? That was some kind of... you got all these questions and you had to tap in the answers and... you know, you got a score of the answers.
There's a few of those. There's self-assessments, but the difference, I suppose, what we're doing compared to that is when you're wearing the headset, you have a real-time, measurable, and monitoring tool on you. So you can be cued and prompted. So there's just so many opportunities for what can be developed.
Are there people doing what you're doing all over the world, by the way? I mean, what do you have any sense of what is absolutely unique about what you guys are doing? Or, you know, are they likely to be doing it in Silicon Valley already?
No, I was over at the Nora Gaming Conference in Silicon Valley last week. And this is where all the heads, the hot heads from all around
now,
the world.
Now, we didn't plan
are.
That, did we? We didn't plan
no,
that.
No,
that
wasn't cute.
That was not cute. That sounded
no,
a bit good.
No, but it was. But so there's two or three other people that are developing headsets. Because the whole idea is now this has been basically set in the medical field, and they're trying to adopt it to a new field. So now that it's actually adopted to the new field, with the sensors changing, with better bandwidth, better design throughput. There's a whole load of things that have been ticked in the last 5-10 years that are allowing things to move faster in this area and allowing this area to become more disruptive. New companies are coming on board with developing the hardware, and then there's a few more people that are doing web-based applications for it as well. Where we're unique is we're trying to develop solutions and technology. We're trying to create technology that will allow you to almost have a brain fitness dashboard. So this can be applied to children with the
brain fitness dashboard.
That's the analogy that I always put it like. You know, right. when your red light comes on in your car, it's the oil, and it's like, oh no, I'm going to stop the car immediately because something's wrong. Nobody has that for their own mental.
That'll appeal to a lot of men, won't it?
Yeah, it has so many appeal depending on what box you want to tick, depending on man, woman, child. So I'm starting with the area that I've got expertise in. One thing I'm really enthusiastic about driving it forward in is the area of cognitive decline and building tasks into games of recognition.
Say, I mean, my 88-year-old mother could have had this game 10 years ago,
but
it's
the whole idea
prevented
is staving
her from cognitive decline.
It would stave it. Whole idea, my whole thing is, my background is the brain is a very plastic and changeable environment, and the more that you test it and you give it, it's like you said, the simple thing of giving it questions to cue answers, just keep it active and it reacts to the environment that it's in. It's brain muscle.
Look you're developing a product, right? It's got a whole technology behind it. There are other people doing other products, but you've got something that is special, we'll say, right? How are you thinking about your brand?
About my brand.
Yeah. Are you thinking at all about your... I should start back at the beginning. Do you have any concept of building a brand at all? And if so, how do you think about it?
I suppose the way that I think about the brand is I've been raising my profile and my awareness in the area of medical health and wellness.
Right. Getting your reputation out there.
There's a lot of promotion in that area. It's my background. My niche would be in research, so it's... Right. I suppose I want to brand, if I was to think of words that would brand it, it would be reliable, that has scientific rigor behind it. But the other side of it as well is that you're creating something that's fun and engaging and mobile. Our whole drive is mobile-centric. We're developing it for tablets and smartphones. So the idea is being able to play reliable, fun, engaging games on the go anywhere, so that it can be the child in the back of a car, it could be a mother or father, elderly person in the home.
And the story about why you're doing it, this isn't so much a question as to just to give you a suggestion, really, which is that the story about why you're doing something, the cause which you're, the reason why people would find it a good thing to support you in general, as opposed to, and will think that you're, they're on the same side as you. That whole process of clarifying and giving expression to your story, your brand, what you stand for, the good that you're bringing to the world, your difference from anybody else, your personality, what kind of a company it is, which type of personality you are. Are you particularly expert, or are you particularly fun? These are choices you have to make. And I'm just wondering, I suppose I'm partly asking you, are you thinking about these kind of issues? And I'm also suggesting, if you don't think about them at present, Please do.
In the back of my mind, because my background would always make me to lean on the expert side. But I do realize that to get this across, again, I suppose my marketing and how I brand it, how I front-end it with the game content, this is really, really crucial.
It'll make or break you,
something that comes, it's something that absolutely has to drive this forward. But there has to be, the bottom line is, there will always have to be scientific rigor behind it if it's going to do what it says on the tin.
So, although there are loads of companies that had tremendous scientific rigor behind them, and they failed because they never actually clarified what their difference was in human terms to people. They didn't become appealing. They may have been correct, but they weren't appealing. And it's that thing about if you become absolutely the most expert but not the most appealing, somebody else who is a little bit less expert but much more appealing
will come in with a fantastic marketing campaign, and they'll
build that. That's the business of brand building, really, and that sort of thing. And look, you're here for today. You're speaking.
I'm speaking in 13 minutes.
I better get out of your way. You need to focus.
I'm all about it. I'll be showcasing it inside.
Look, do you want people to communicate with you? Would you like
Absolutely.
People to connect
if
with
people,
you?
People, I'm on Twitter at Cortex.
Yeah, you have to say, hang on, let's call your name out slowly so people can write it down.
Behan, it says
A-I-N-E.
B-E-H-A-N.
All one word?
Yep.
No relation to Brendan Behan?
Not that I know of.
A-I-N-E-B-E-H-A-N, right? From Dublin, right?
Yeah.
That's you on Twitter?
Yeah, no. My Twitter label is CORTECHS_AB.
Right.
And if anybody has any questions or any queries about what we do...
Do you use Twitter? Do you like it?
Yeah.
So it's quite a good way of getting in touch with you.
It is. It's a good way of connecting
with
people.
Have you got a website at the moment?
Yeah, it's www.cortex.ie. Again, it's CORTECHS.ie.
Great.
And we're happy to... We're early stage. We're out. We're looking. We're actively seeking our seed funding. I'm plugging it there while I can. So we're at that stage, but we're excited because we're over TVX next month, and we're showcasing some of our technology to the likes of BBC and to the likes of Google. Content providers and system integrators are quite interested in what we do, and they're a great partnership for us. I think we can piggyback on a lot of some of the things they've already ingrained and still keep the scientific rigor and the expertise behind us.
And I don't want to create the impression wrongly to, let's say, a parent who has a child with ADHD and or autism, but how far are you away from being able to produce something that will actually help people?
We are about to we're in the middle of creating our first demoable prototype, and what it is a very simple game for children with several levels that will prompt the child when they're focused or relaxed, and they will be able to engage the game. So it's a series of short sessions, and we will have that in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Will you want beta testers, or have you got them already?
We will want beta testers. So a lot of the we
so
have
if
done
somebody
a lot
listens
of work
to
with,
this and wants to beta test, would you
can,
hear from them?
Yep, they can send an email to me at hello@cortex.ie. There's no problem, and we're happy to get back. We also, through Twitter and through a lot of goodwill from the likes of Lisa Domican and the ADHD and Autism Societies, we actually have gotten 200 or 300 people that are engaged in our first survey.
Already?
So, yeah.
Right.
So we're getting good feedback, but the more we get, the better our product can be.
Look, Anya, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Let's take
cheers,
a photograph
Paul.
Together. Will we do a selfie?
Selfie, yeah.
Let me just stop this then, and that's been wonderful to meet you.
You're very savvy. I'm well impressed with the
Let me just save the draft.